Babe, come on, let's go.
If you keep asking me, it's going to make me not want to do it.
I'm sorry.
All right? So don't ask me. Just give me another minute now, and I'll just do it on my own.
This is the same reason why he will never acknowledge when I introduce him to good music. He has to do everything on his own. No. Find it on his own.
Go, just start it. Don't even do the countdown because she's already in a mood.
And when you're happy. If I tell him
when you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you're happy and you know it, and you don't know if you know it. If you don't know it, then you don't know nothing. I don't know the rest.
Isn't it if you're happy?
I don't know the song. You know, it's a childhood memory. We used to sing it around the campfires.
What are songs?
Camp Kukuchawa.
I want to know what. I want to know what songs. What songs you guys sang?
Oh
in
yeah,
America.
In America. That's it.
Have you,
what about what? Put the right foot in, put the right foot out. You shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you're dancing all about.
Something like
that's
that.
That's what it's all about. That one.
Did you guys do Farah
Farajaka, Farajaka, Doremi.
No,
Is that what it is?
Oh, I thought it was Doremi.
Did you guys do Kookaburra?
Kookaburra, Kookaburra. Don't look at me.
Kookaburra sits in an old tree.
Oh, yeah, that one. I fucked it up.
What about
Baha'i
Kubo?
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
The classic Baha'i
Kubo. Baha'i Kubo. Yeah, that's a good one.
You guys don't know
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. They used to play that on the island when I had my sweatshops.
Yeah.
And we used to sing, have the retarded ones sing that one.
All right,
babe. I don't know. Those are not ones that we know.
I like that.
Let's start over. It's like weird. Go ahead, do the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2.
When you're happy and you know, no, 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 no. Oh God! So welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly, and there you go, then. And we've got Gilbert. We've got Kalila. We've got George, and we're all here together again as a family. There's no guest. I'll tell you this though, right now, when I saw Tom Rhodes at the club the other night, he grabs my arm and he goes, "Great response, buddy, huh?"
What did he say?
Great response.
I think he
felt good about it, and we felt good to give him that platform.
I think that people genuinely felt connected to him.
Yeah, and he also people thought it was really awkward when I brought up the beginning when the breakup of his marriage,
the fall of his marriage.
yeah, that was the first thing that happened.
And the last thing,
which is
and the last thing you ended on with a bang too. Babe.
How's your father?
Oh, I did that. Yeah. There was a couple that died,
and not just any death either.
Yeah, a tragic death.
It was a tragic drunken someone like a drunk driver hit him.
Yeah,
you know what else I read.
What?
The tragic thing about Tom Rhodes.
What?
His sister passed away 2 years ago.
No.
I'm so happy you did not.
Really?
Go down the family tree.
How's your siblings?
Oh my God, I almost asked that. That was the last question I was
going to ask.
Yeah.
It had to end when it ended. We would have kept
Well, you know
down.
What though? He's a spring chicken and he looks great.
Yeah.
And let's just hope, let's pray to God that he survives, you know? The upcoming storm. In life,
he'll
in general.
Survive. He'll survive.
In general.
He's not in the Game of Thrones, man.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah, but that's yeah, that. You know, when people say to me, I have to talk about this before I even get into the Game of Thrones. And I just want to show you something, and this is really offensive. And just see if I have it right. Okay, so this is a show I'm doing, Skylar Stone's Comedy Rocks. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's Tuesday, April 25th. When is that?
It's this week. Friday, I think, maybe?
This Thursday.
Three days.
In 3 days, okay. And look, I'm in the back, right? Look who's in the front here.
Can I see?
You know who that is? Stephen Fury, one of my openers.
I love Stephen.
I understand that, but the thing is this, okay? I will not do the show unless he's back here, and I'm here, and I have to be a little bigger.
Did you request it?
Let me see.
Well, I'm about to.
Please do.
Let me see Stephen Fury.
Oh, it's like the Avengers poster.
Yeah, but why am I in the back like that?
Yeah, and you're not even color corrected.
I'm not even color corrected. Right, everything else is blended. Thank you for even. That's what it is. Yeah, I'm not color corrected. It is bullshit. So, Skylar, I'm out of the show. If this is not changed, I'm gonna fucking I'm gonna put it on Twitter in a second. I really am. I'm gonna put circles around it. I'm gonna do a whole thing. Is there an app that I can have that can make a circle?
Yeah, it's in the iPhone already.
What circle?
There's a circle app in there.
You can just draw a circle around.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I have.
Oh, you mean to draw around it?
I have one where I can put my finger and draw one. Yeah, I don't want one of those.
No, baby. You can just do it on a text. You edit the photo.
Yeah.
And you use your tools, and you can just scribble all over.
I don't
want
to scribble it because I don't know how to make a perfect circle. I wanted a perfect circle.
You can do a perfect circle, semi perfect. Someone's calling you.
Oh, it's Nick Rutherford. Let's just pick it up.
All right. Let him know though.
Hello.
Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Nick. Nick, so my manager said, am I working tomorrow or no?
1 second. I'm right next to Kaylee. Bobby is working tomorrow. Yeah, you're working tomorrow, Tuesday.
But I got no text or no email or nothing from you guys.
We just wrapped, so the call sheet should be going out, very soon.
Oh, is there lines that I have? Do I have to memorize anything? Or
No lines. It's truly, the end of the season. It's Randy's party. Do you have any idea what type of call time it would be for Bobby? Okay, cool. Thank you, Carrie. Your call time won't be till after lunch, and lunch is probably 1:30, 2:30. So your call will be somewhere in the afternoon. You'll get something ASAP. We're just we got three more days in this studio, and we're playing catch up with all this shit. You know how it goes.
Hey, man, I don't want to know about the production's doing. I just want to know when I'm supposed to be there, my friend.
You'll get an email. Your call is going to be after 2 p.m.
Thank you so much. I'm not going to fight with you. You're on the podcast, by the way. You're on the podcast, by the way.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Ugh, I sound like such an asshole.
I know. So, that's what you did.
Plug your socials.
Yeah, plug your socials and also know that whenever you talk to me, you could be on something. So be nice.
Okay, I mean, I wasn't being asked. I feel like I was actually being very nice.
You were very nice. You were very nice. All right, so tomorrow after lunch. Okay, thank you.
Should I give out my social security number?
No, I love you. Bye. All right. So that's that. His show was actually the best guest starring I've ever had in terms of fun.
Is that where you wore the titties?
The titties, yeah. You know, when I showed up there, I'm like, this is the kind of show I want to be on. It's weird. You know, they're like, be weirder. And I like that. And I'm tired of playing it real. Mm. Play it real. No. Why not? Because life ain't real, dog.
Give me titties,
baby.
Those look really good on your body.
They look good.
I thought that was photoshopped.
No, dude, those are real tits.
Shit.
Those are. I would love to have titties.
I think you would.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I would suck my tits. Let me ask you something about tits.
Yeah.
Or breasts.
I love how you're asking him and not me.
Well, you have breasts.
Pass on her. Expert.
No, I want male. I was talking about male tits. Male tits.
To be fair, I have none.
Wait, let me ask you about human breasts, okay? and I'm going to ask some questions. So when let's say I have human breasts.
You have them.
And I was a woman.
Human breasts.
No, I was a female breast.
Okay.
And I want milk. Can I just suck it out of there anytime I want to or no?
No.
What do you mean no? I've seen women on YouTube suck their own breasts.
I'm sorry, but you mean to say that I can just produce milk on my own right now?
No, if you have a baby.
Yeah. Oh, is that you have to have a baby?
Well, and also it doesn't even really, really come out. Only colostrum comes out the first time.
We know about colostrum.
But it's like a feedback loop. So the baby. Okay, can I explain how it goes?
I'm confused. Yeah, explain it, please.
So it's not until the baby starts to suckle that it sends a signal to the brain, and your brain releases oxytocin, and then all of a sudden it's a catalyst for milk production.
Right. So if I make my lips like a baby's lips and I go gaga goo goo and I suck my own. No, just be real, right? Because will my breast be able to realize that it's an actor acting like a baby or it's a real baby?
Oh, no. You can just suck. Anyone can suck
on it. Well, then that don't... Okay, well, there we go.
So you want to be a wet nurse. You know, back in the day, really rich monarchs, they didn't want... They had a country to rule, so they'd be like, look, I don't want to breastfeed. Why don't we just have a woman who's already breastfeeding a baby to breastfeed all my kids?
That's a job?
That's a job?
A wet nurse, yes.
A wet nurse... Yeah.
They still do because I think that, I mean, now you can get, because some women don't produce milk as easily, so you can buy breast milk from other women who pump a lot, who are really good milk producers.
I have a question. Yeah. You might have to edit this off.
Or not. Or not.
You might have to edit this out.
Or not.
But it's a science question, right? It's a science question, science right? Alert. Science alert. So let's say Kalila, right? We have a baby.
Sure.
And Kalila's breastfeeding the baby. Okay. Right? But right before, right, the baby latches onto the breast, yeah. right? I slip in my dick.
Where?
Where the baby's mouth. And the baby latches onto my the head of my penis. Is that illegal?
Science alert.
Is that illegal?
Is it illegal?
Wait, yeah. Are you doing it with intention to slip it in a baby's mouth? And yes, it's illegal.
Well, no, I'm not doing it like I'm going to get off. I just want to see if he would do it.
It will latch because it just wants to suck.
Hey, how about we never try that experiment?
I know,
ever.
I'm just saying.
Hypothetical.
I wouldn't do it as a sexual thing. I would just do it like, I wonder if he would try to suck
curiosity.
The tip of my penis.
Oh, to suckle. Yeah. Like suckle a puppy penis. Suckles every part of yeah. you, oh, just man. Looking for...
With anything suckling my penis, though, I will get aroused.
Oh, my fuck God, this is not going well.
I won't do it. I won't do it.
This isn't going well, babe.
Like if a dog suckled or anyone suckled. The word suckle makes me aroused, I think.
The word suckle does?
Yeah.
Like a honeysuckle?
That makes me aroused. I just got half hard.
What?
Yeah, don't say the word again.
It's really weird because suckling is such a thing Ooh. Only babies do.
Oh, really?
Sucking is an adult. Suckling
I hate sucking.
Is baby.
I like suckling.
I don't find you...
Will you suckle me one day?
I know. I will suckle your teat.
Oh, you will?
I suckle your teat all the time.
Yeah, but suckle my penis.
That's easy.
Is that suck? Is there a difference between then sucking
and
suckling?
Because sucking would be like, and then suckling would be like...
That's what I want. That's what I want. Yeah. That's what I want. That's what I desire.
Like she just ate a warhead?
On the tip.
Hold on. Yeah. Now, do you just want the very tip of your penis suckled, or do you want the whole head like this?
No. I don't like options.
Don't give me ABC or D.
Or do you want that?
I want the second one. That's a good one. I want the second
so
one.
So gross.
But why did you say you know?
Yeah. Huh?
Why did you say you
know? Because I probably done
She's
it before.
Done it before So that would be wrong for me to do that, to slip in my penis.
Can you blur out my face when I'm suckling George?
No, I already wrote that down as an IG clip.
Damn it.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Oh, you don't have to edit that out, right? That's not... Is that...
No, you don't have to edit that shit out.
Yeah, people get sensitive.
They just wanted to know something was legal,
and
not legal.
And they talked about it on Game of Thrones.
That's true.
You try to learn about the law.
Yeah, that's what it is. Here on Tiger Bill, it's about learning.
His instincts aren't good, so he
has
to
ask. I have
bad
instincts.
Ask questions.
He has to ask.
Another thing is that... I love Tiger Belly fans. And if you're listening right now, no social studio... And God bless your family. Mm-hmm. But you know, when I'm eating, wait until I'm done for photos.
What happened recently?
Oh no, what happened?
Just recently, it's been, a lot of like, I'm eating a hamburger, right? And then all of a sudden, there's a hand on my shoulder.
Ooh, don't do
and
that.
And I get a whisper, nosotros papaya, my captain. They'll whisper that shit. Or they'll whisper even something even more ominous and mysterious, like, George has a pink dick.
Ooh.
Right? And when I'm eating.
Yeah.
And then they take a photo, and I'm eating a hamburger, Just wait until afterwards. That's all I want to say.
Let them finish the meal.
Yeah. Because I love, when people drive by. I love it. We do it all the time, The other day, Kalila had a big a star moment where...
A celebrity moment?
Yeah, what last night. We were at a restaurant.
Paint the picture, please.
I did not.
Yes. What did they say?
A guy came up and said, I love your podcast.
But he pointed at her and said, I love you in the podcast, especially.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, she did. He did.
No, he didn't.
You're getting some love out there too, huh?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Gabriel at the Bigfoot Lodge.
What?
No, he's a nice guy, the bartender. Bigfoot Lodge.
You know who's even better than Gabriel?
Who?
Sal from Davenport's.
They can be both.
You know why?
Why?
Equally, Sal, I'll tell you.
Equally good.
Not Gabriel. Only did Sal not come and whisper in Bobby's ear.
Yeah.
He served us the biggest banana Foster cream delicious heaven slice cake. The best we've ever had.
He also was respectful. He waited until the end of the meal. He came up to the table and he said, Nosotros papaya, and then he goes, I'm a fan. You guys want dessert? and they gave us a dessert. It
the
was
cake
so
was
delicious.
So good. I asked for a picture with him.
And I will go back to Encino to go to Davenport to see him again.
To see Sal.
The restaurant was very good, by the way.
Yeah.
What kind of food was it?
It's a steakhouse.
Ooh, nice.
It was good.
We brought my little
Sal's cake was good.
We brought Michael Rocha. And also, I just want to say another thing. I'm not going to say names, but maybe this will get back to the person. But just hear me out.
Put it in the ether.
I'm going to put it out in the ether, all right?
You nervous, Claude?
We've bid on a house for the last month and a half.
Yeah.
This person keeps going, no one else has bid on this fucking, it's in Studio City. No one else has bid on this house, okay? And then we keep going, and he doesn't budge. He doesn't help me out. All right, we're now talking like minuscule money now, right? Mm. And I just want to let the guy know, I know who you are. Mm. I know who you are. I know what you do. I know we've worked together before, and I know who you are. So either make the deal or not. But if you don't make this deal, it's fine. You just have a... You know, you're just going to really piss me off.
I think he's trolling you.
Because I've been so nice. I feel like I've been so patient and nice about it. And I want your house so fucking bad, right?
Yeah.
And now it's like you're nickeling and diming the situation. And I like you. I want to be friends with you. And I appreciate the work you did in the house. But just give it to me. Yeah. Give me the fucking house, right?
Yeah, Jason Bateman.
It's not Jason Bateman. Don't throw that out there.
I'll tell you why you're being trolled.
Why?
Because he knows exactly who you are.
Yeah, he knows who I am.
When he did the counter offer, instead of Bobby, he put Boggy with two G's.
Yeah, I don't think we should say...
Who gives a shit, Bobby? Boggy, I mean.
That's kind of funny.
Okay. That's kind of funny. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. There is no source. I did some research.
There's
on the
no
internet.
Source,
on the internet. Okay?
Yeah, that's all it is.
But anyway, give me the house. All right? Now let's talk about Game of Thrones.
Oh, no.
If you're not... let's not talk about it.
It's too soon. Let's give people a week to, you know...
We can't talk about at least the first couple?
You can say generic things that don't give it away.
Yeah, generic things, yeah. Because some people have, you know, weird work weeks and...
Oh, no. You have to watch it on Sunday. That's the rules with Game of Thrones, man.
I know, but, you know, not everyone has the luxury of getting a Sunday night off. Some people work graveyard and some people have a stretch of days, like my sister and Renzo.
Okay,
they haven't
right.
watched it?
They had to watch it today.
Let's talk about the people, though, that refuse to watch any of them.
I think we've
I know, I'm just saying, I just want to say again, you know, I repeat things over and over again, it's fine. Get your fucking shit together, man. Get your fucking shit together. It's the greatest show ever made. I hate liking something that much. I do. I hate it. You know, I look at the photos of these actors and actresses at their parties, feeling on top of the world, making all the money, and they get everything right. And I want to be there next to them, right? Just in the back, you know what I mean? Celebrating, but I don't get invited. I'm not a part of it. But my point is that, you know, but I obsess about, you know, and they're living the life, and it's a great show. I have to say, whoever's doing the show, all these people, it's great. So if you're not watching it, you should, because that's dumb.
I got a little backlash from last week because apparently people are very upset that cock-blocked George's invitation to the wedding. And I mean really upset by it.
You want to know what's the most embarrassing thing is to have White Knight.
Like, defend your honor?
Yes. I do not ever want to have White Knights online. I mean, come on. That makes you feel weaker than anything else.
I never usually have to, like, explain myself, but I wrote somebody back. Like, because he was really just, like, in a rage, I think. And
the
I was
actual
like,
rage?
Bro, I was like, this was a really intimate ceremony with really close friends and family. George and Jeff don't know each other. Jeff knows there's a hashtag, however. With George's name and his fiance's name. And
George.
George is not a fucking... What?
George was born to lose. Period. Whoever's even defending this guy, this dude right here, right, was born to to fail.
Better watch out, Bobby. The Pink Dick Army is going to get out to you.
I know. I want to see. They're going to have it out for you, buddy.
I want to see the
Pink Dick Army because
be careful where you're.
No, you be careful.
They're like the veil. Because you know they're what? Very small.
You're at. They're not even the. This guy's not even the.
Like
veil?
You mean like Leanna Mormont's army?
Yeah. He's the butcher's boy.
The butcher's
that just dies in the
three people.
That dies in the first fucking.
He's got a wagon.
Season. Yeah.
Cow.
Yeah. This guy is nothingness. Okay.
You're not even Big Dick Podrick.
He's not even Big Dick Podrick. Let me see. People that defending George, okay? You're defending somebody that lost. You're defending somebody that went to bat. Like, imagine someone going to bat, you know what I mean, 15 times and striking out every time. At some point, you're like, you know what? I'm going to throw away his baseball card.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm being real. The baseball cards you keep are the ones that hit the ball.
Okay.
Am I not right?
Home run.
Like Strawberry Daryl. Is that
Darryl
his name?
Strawberry.
Is that his name?
I don't know. I like Strawberry.
Strawberry Darryl.
He's Strawberry.
Good old Strawberry Darryl.
You know that I went to high school with his son, and I went to a really shitty, shitty school. Oddly enough, I went.
Strawberry Darryl?
The Darryls?
Darryl Strawberry's son was a grade below me at Blair High School. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
His last name is Darryl, though, right?
No, Strawberry is his last name.
What? I've never heard of anyone's last name being like that.
Strawberry?
Like a fruit?
Like Johnny Cantaloupe? I've never heard that.
You've heard of Strawberry before. Aside from Darryl Strawberry, did you ever hear of...
We have a friend named Sosie Bacon. If Bacon...
Oh, yeah.
That's so true. That's true.
That's a good point.
If Kevin Bacon can exist and no one bats an eyelash...
Right.
Then a strawberry can exist.
That is true.
Damn it.
You're right. That's a good point.
That's good logic.
All right, fine. Daryl Strawberry. Noted.
In your mind.
But I'm saying is that, you know, if I collected baseball cards, I would have a Daryl Strawberry one and not a George Kimmel one.
Didn't he become like a drug addict?
Who?
Yeah, he did lots of
crack?
Cocaine. Yeah, cocaine.
I don't care about that. He still was a champion, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did he win a lot?
I don't know. He played for the Cubs for a while, so I don't think he won a lot then.
His son was really good basketball player. I think he eventually played like D1 collegiately or something.
It's so odd. I just don't know much about sports.
Football.
Yeah, but I just, you know, I've shamed myself in situations. Remember that IBM story with the two hockey legends?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
You pretended to.
Yeah. I told one of them to get me a Coke.
was that Wayne Gretzky?
Wayne Gretzky?
Was it? No, it was Stan Mikita and Gordie Howe.
Oh my God!
They're two old guys. I'm doing the commercial with
Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but no one told me that they were. I thought they were just extras.
Can you get me a?
So you ask extras to get you Cokes?
Yeah, and I go, hey man, go get me a Diet Coke.
And
he's like, all right. So he went to craft service and got me a Diet Coke.
And brings you back to Stanley.
And then at the end of the night, they're like, you know what it was like working with those legends. I go, legends. And they go, Gordie Howe and Stan Mikita. And I'm like, oh my God. I asked one of them to give me a fucking Diet Coke. I wish I could find that commercial.
I'm sure it's an IBM commercial.
Internet, find it.
With Daryl, not Daryl Strawberry.
I hope there's a commercial
Gordie
with Daryl Strawberry.
And Stan Mikita. I'm still kind of, this is a weird podcast. It's like I'm drifting in and out.
I love it.
Of consciousness.
You're on brand, babe.
That's what I do?
This is on brand for you.
Drifting in and out
to just be chaotic.
Yeah. Why?
It's just who we are, who you are.
Yeah, but when I see clips of myself online, I go, that made no sense.
No, it makes sense.
What I say, or like even like some of my responses is like not like natural.
The only thing that still to this day doesn't make sense is the goat sounds you attempted.
Yeah, that was good though. That was pretty good though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so that's on brand being weird.
I think that's just yourself.
Do I talk like this in normal conversation when I'm talking to people?
Yeah.
I do.
Yep.
So when I'm talking to like regular people, like a librarian in a library, this is what I sound like?
How often are you at a library?
I've never been one in one. I'm just trying to give you an example. Okay. Like if I was in I'm at a restaurant and I'm ordering food. You've been to a restaurant with me. Do I talk this manically?
I don't think you sound manic. I think you sound, when you speak to people that you don't know, you have a very, very nice way of making them feel very special because you ask a lot of questions. Even though I know you're not listening to their answers.
Never listen. Yeah,
and then you have this thing where you always have a couple stories. It's like stock stories.
Oh, I love that.
Where they'll say something and you'll add information, and it sounds like it's a personal story of yours, but it's actually something you told 16 times that day.
Yeah.
But then they're like, "Oh my god! Like he told me a story about his life," and it you're right. Very good at that.
I do another thing that's so meanwhile. I just thought of because I did it again the other day, and whenever I do it, I say, "Don't ever say that again," but I always say it again.
Which is
right. So let's say, I'm at a restaurant. You're a waiter, yeah. Right? And I ask you what's the special drink, and just make up a funny name of the drink. So I go, "What's that special drink? Do you have a drink of the day? What's it called?"
It's called Tahiti Day Rise.
Oh, really? That was my nickname in high school.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I say that every fucking time.
Yeah, yep.
And whenever I say that, right, sometimes it gets a laugh. If it was that, yeah, it wouldn't have got a laugh. Yeah, that's a bad one.
It's usually like, like beefy chunk, and then he's like, "Yeah, that was my
name." It's beefy chunk.
It's like Korean sweet beef, and they'll be like, "Oh, that was my nickname in high school."
Sweet beef, yeah. Sweet beef would be, and that would get a laugh.
You know, when I first started dating Bobby, that was my nickname. I used to call him sweet beef. And after a while, I was like, "Am I racist for saying this out loud in public?" Because he loved it. I made you a hat.
I love sweet
beef. I embroidered it sweet beef.
Yeah. But I don't like sweet beef in general.
Yeah, you do. You eat that one from Panda Express.
Oh, that's true. I do like that.
Beef?
Here's what I don't like. I don't like that sweet.
Teriyaki?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like eel sauce.
Eel sauce.
Oh, that's so good, though.
Yeah.
I fucking hate
it. Bobby is right because...
Take that out.
I feel like it's a way to mask flavors that aren't there. It's kind of, for me, it's a little lazy. Because if the fish is really good and the rice of the sushi is really good, you really don't need shit.
It's so they use it in something that the flavor already is good. So they'll like where I've seen it lately is the spicy tuna on crispy rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fried rice, but it's like hard rice with spicy tuna. It's like a cake, right? I don't need a sweetness to it because I want spicy. Mm. I guess that's right.
Yeah. I also don't. I'm not a fan of sweet things on fish. I like a lot of
sweet things on fish.
I like my seafood versatile.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Good one, Gil.
Very good.
Can I try that? I'm gonna start trying that at restaurants.
I want you to do it every time.
I will.
Whenever we go eat, I want you to throw that out there.
But then you gotta do it with a little chuckle and then a shoulder shrug. You go,
That's what I notice when we eat. Anytime we eat, Bobby goes, he smiles, go, "Oh, thank you so much." And he goes back to his phone.
Yeah. But and he does super this. Nice. Another thing he does too, when he gets seated by a hostess, he plays it really silly and cute. He goes, can I eat here? He goes to the hostess. Oh, a long line. He's like, "Can I eat here? Is this a place where people eat?"
Yeah, I do that too.
But what is the tactic in your mind?
It's cute. It's cute. Like,
I do cute shit.
And then...
You don't have standard ways of doing things that you've developed over the years?
I've learned so much from you.
Yeah, yeah. There's different tricks and stuff.
I mean, when I meet one of Cindy's new friends, she hates when I do this. I go, she goes, like, "Oh, have you met Steve?" I'm like, "Yeah, we went to high school together." And she fucking hates it, but the person always laughs.
Yeah.
Because we don't know each other.
Here's another dumb thing I do. Do you guys, like when I'm paying, do you guys take these?
Yeah.
It's just regular dollar bills. And they always go, "Yeah, we take American money."
That's so good.
And I go, "All right, okay, cool." Right? So you don't have those things?
Do you take these?
Yeah, do you have anything like that?
No, my dad always had things like that. Like, we're just going to have water. Why? Oh, do you want anything for drink? No, just water. We're too cheap. Just anything
just stock
like just
responses.
Stock responses.
Yeah.
Would that get a laugh, though? We're too cheap?
The way he would deliver it. Quarter of the time. In the Midwest, you know, it's an easier crowd in the Midwest.
Yeah. And then when they say...
it's funny how we do that. Are we being not genuine? Are we being fraudulent when we...
I think you're bringing joy because...
No, you're trying to give a connection to the people who you're going to see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm also like that when I meet, you know, fans, right? Like, I have to somehow control them in a way because I don't like it when they get physical with me. So I get physical with them up front. So when people have met me, no, not in a sexual way, but when people meet me and they're like, I'll grab their arm.
Yeah.
And I'll kind of go, and I'll kind of do pretend to do something. Yeah. I'll go, "Does that hurt?" And they'll go, "No." I go, "Damn it. I've been training."
right? Like, that'll get a laugh.
You diffuse with humor so fast.
Yeah, I have so many different little things. Yeah,
he is a genius at that.
Yeah.
When something is escalating and tensions are rising in a table,
yeah,
you and Gilbert are so gifted at that, where you'll just say one or two things and then everyone's laughing again.
Yeah, well, yeah,
just move on.
You'll move on.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But I know you're very good at that. I can't do it. I ride the wave of tension. I'm like, ooh, it's about to blow. It's about to blow. I'm here for it.
You smile a lot more. When I feel you're uncomfortable, you fake smile.
But it's like this. It's this. You can tell what my fake smile is. It's just like this.
Shit. Yeah, yeah. Go down.
But I also sometimes forget that that's what my listening face is.
Yeah.
And I hate it because I've seen myself on camera. And when I'm trying to really fully listen and try, it's difficult to make me laugh. That's a problem. Okay, well, pretend laugh, babe. Like if you're reading a scene and then you have to laugh. You do it. Can you do it?
Of course.
Oh, I can.
Yeah, you have to do it now.
I cannot do it. Be real. Oh, hang on.
Be real.
Oh, hold on. Let me try. Hold on. It sounds really bad if I try it.
Just
how do you do it?
You think of something that made you laugh before.
Okay, I'm gonna think of your goat sounds.
All right.
Hold on. It's not coming out. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. I'm getting there.
Gross.
Baby, if you don't do it right now,
there.
If you don't do it right now, I feel like it's something that's gonna disturb me.
I cannot do it. That's why
it's gonna disturb me for life. You do it right now.
I'll be honest. I've never seen you fake laugh.
You know what she did the other day though? That she did do one, and she did a fake laugh that made me laugh so hard.
No. That wasn't a fake laugh. He says, so "What would I do?" Go ahead. Yeah.
So what I said was, we were in the elevator. And I said, "What would I do? What would you do if your son?" I said, fuck you, mom. You know what I mean? You're a cunt or whatever. What would you? Because she'd be strict. And this is what. So I say that to me.
Hey, fuck you, mom. You're a cunt.
She did that.
I did a menacing laugh.
A menacing laugh, right? Which made me laugh. Because it didn't sound like. Maybe it's not.
It
as
wasn't
funny.
A laugh.
It wasn't a laugh. Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it.
You can't do when, it.
Have you ever heard me fake laugh?
No, because I've noticed when people will say something funny that you don't know, you do like just smile and you kind of go like, it's kind of like like a polite thing.
Yeah, but you don't laugh. When you laugh, baby, you don't laugh like we laugh.
No, you make me laugh.
No, but on this podcast, I've seen her laugh for real.
Oh, she is, yeah.
She like breaks down.
I think to this day in my laugh. Whole life, there's no one.
Wait, that's okay, so that to me is your real laugh. Is that fake?
No, it's fake.
That's fake.
But because I've seen you do that so many times with guests.
It's always faking. I'm always faking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, when I do this, and I've known this a bit when
I've
guests.
You've done this with guests.
When guests come out, I put my head up like this, and I laugh sometimes. I like this.
Go.
I go, right? I'm not laughing.
How do you do that?
I fucking hate it.
But I will say, no, because there's times I've seen you do the head thing, but then you put your feet up. I know that's real when you put
it's
your
not,
feet
it's
up.
It's not real.
The feet thing?
No. The only time I can really know when I'm laughing is when I did the fucking, the goat noise, and then when she was laughing. And then I started laughing. That was a real laugh.
Dude.
Yeah. But don't tell that to the guests. Yeah. Because I'm still going to do it.
Cut this out.
No, don't cut this out either. Yeah, but that's just a,
that's
you know.
That's something I have to learn
game.
This year. What? Someone has to teach me how to socially fake laugh. Because when I don't, my face is this.
Just be, I feel like just do you. Because then people at least know with you, it's like, oh, okay.
I don't like feeling when people's like, I don't want anyone to feel that their joke fell flat with me. Because then it's just weird. And it happens all the time with me because he has such a high level of comedy. So when I meet everyday people and they try to like be funny around me and I'm just so stone-faced and I'm like, that's not even remotely funny. That's not remotely funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love it. You're a cyborg.
Yeah. It's funny. It's when, you know, I've hung out with, the other day I hung out with Santino. I hang out with guys, you know, Santino a lot. Eric Griffin. He doesn't... Yeah, Eric makes me laugh. Santino really makes me laugh, though.
Santino makes me laugh hard.
Laughs hard because he's so... And I love watching Santino talk to other people. He doesn't give anyone any room to say anything, and he just dictates. I mean, listen to me, sweetie. No, this is what it's like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he does that, right? It makes me laugh so hard.
That poker thing, Andrew was just like...
He cuts. D'Elia makes me laugh hard. Callan makes me laugh hard.
Yeah.
You're right. When I get around certain people...
But you know what I noticed? People, regular people, they don't try to be funny or that funny around me. I can see them like kind of clam up a bit, you know, if they're not completely comfortable with me. But I've seen you take risks, right? I have. I've seen you take risks.
Take risks.
You're completely comfortable. I've seen you throw some jabs.
Yeah.
Right?
Have I taken risks?
Yeah, you're very funny to me. You're very funny to me.
Even around other people, though, or just to you.
You're very funny.
I feel like in private life, she makes you laugh a lot.
She makes me laugh a lot.
I feel in public,
she also makes me angry, though, too.
There's such a big part of me that is so reserved for him.
You hold back in public settings. You hold back.
I am so unfunny in public, but with him, because there's absolute freedom. I do fucking voices.
She does voices. Yeah.
I do, like, I make up my own language that he doesn't understand.
She does.
But it's so reserved for him. I could never, ever do it on here. I could never do it around you guys.
I've seen some of it, like family, like fight nights. Oh, you'll act like an idiot.
I am an idiot.
I just thought of something that she did something when she lived in Long Beach. And I don't remember why she did it. I remember thinking that when she did it, I said to myself, this girl's funny, right? We were watching something and we were laughing about something and she goes, Bobby. And she did a gas mask thing. She goes, Bobby. And she goes, right? Something like that. And we both started laughing about it. Like it was a really weird thing about something that we were watching. And I don't know what the thing was.
Context,
but I remember it was a gas mask she did with her hand. Right? That was so fucking funny to me, right? And we both laughed. You know what I mean?
Do you know what this is, Kalila?
No, but I do remember that.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of really, really, I make a lot of bold choices around him.
She goes, Bobby. And then we both laughed. Yeah. It was really cute.
You had your gas mask comedy.
Yeah.
I wish I could be that free in public.
You will be. You'll get there.
Yeah. Until then, no one will really know me.
It's interesting.
But you're free here.
You're free.
No, I'm not here. No.
You're freer. You're becoming freer.
Freer, but I'm still not the same like comfort level to where I would do the silly things that I do with you.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe one episode we should try one where...
We lie.
We don't even no, not even lie to her. We don't even air it. We just try to figure out. Let's do one episode that we don't air to see what that sounds like.
The only way you could truly capture it is if you put hidden cameras, and that's if you put both of us in bed together. You know when we have those times when we do nothing and then we start to poke at each other.
Yeah.
And then that's when like the voices come out, and then we do juice standoffs.
Mm.
You know, things like that.
But thanks for having Russell Brand here. You fucking piece of shit.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
I know, but last night, Russell Brand might be on this. Nothing. No Russell Brand.
You're the one who said, I'm not ready for Russell Brand.
Yeah, I was only trying to pump myself up because I thought it was going to happen.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, I've been refreshing emails like every 10 minutes.
All right, here's another one I want. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another one. This guy, Jeremiah from American Idol.
Oh, I saw your tweet.
You saw
what did you? What did you? I don't have Twitter.
I tweeted him.
I have Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And I said he goes because he did a podcast called, what was the podcast he did? I'll look it up. So let's just give me a second.
Can you tell people a little bit about who he is?
No. Let me just go. Jeremiah.
I'll look him up.
Jeremiah.
Lloyd Harmon.
He was on American Idol.
He is on American Idol. Okay. He is the best guy on it.
And Alejandro.
Alejandro's great, but. So he says, had the pleasure of speaking with my friend Hillary Sutton last week on her podcast, Hustle and Grace. Have you heard of Hustle and Grace?
Nope.
How many followers do they have?
We're looking right now.
Will you look it up?
Not followers, but you can always sell
them. Yeah, I want to see how they're doing compared to Tiger Belly.
Why? Why are you putting it?
Because I said, do my podcast. Right?
He might.
And then he replied?
None of these American Idol fuckers and voice fuckers, aside from Noah Mack, has ever responded to me.
Hustle.
And I want to say this right now, okay? I'm a fan of talent shows. The Slut King demands that you respond to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has... We'll just plug her. Everyone, go listen to Hustle and Grace. She has 36 reviews. We'll try to get her up to 1,000.
She has 36?
Yeah.
How many reviews do we have?
I think like 5K.
I think it's just a 5,000-6,000.
Like we have 5,000-6,000 reviews.
Oh, that's me. We sound like assholes.
It's a friend. I think it's a friend that.
That's great.
So be sure to review Hustle and Grace with Hillary Sutton, and then if you haven't reviewed us yet, toss us 5 stars as well.
I'm not being cocky.
You know what? I'm not bragging.
Yeah, I'm not bragging.
I'm gonna give her 5 stars right now.
Yeah, let's build up Hustle and Grace, but also Jeremiah Lloyd Harmon. I'm a fan of yours. And, you know, we're not Hustle and Grace. We might be a little bit more small-timey than that, right?
Yeah.
And we might be a little bit of rinky-dink, mom-and-pop shop of a fucking podcast. But I just wanted to let you know that we do kind of have an audience as well, right? And please do the fucking podcast.
You know who did reply and who made your dreams come true was Noah Mack.
I know. Noah Mack from The Voice is coming onto our podcast. Yep. Did you set it up, right?
Yes, sir.
How excited were you? I've never seen him so excited.
I'm so excited.
You had such a big guest
Johanna Jędrzejczyk, right? She agreed, right? Yeah. I'm excited about that, right? And we've got this lead singer of Interpol. When is
Paul
he coming
Banks,
up?
Yeah.
Paul Banks.
He's coming on.
Next week.
Is that next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't fucking wait.
And then Andy Dick.
Andy Dick, right? That's a dream, right? Okay, so I know that, Grace, what's her name? The Hustle and Grace.
Hillary Sutton.
Probably they get bigger guys than those, right? Probably. And we're just a small mom and pop. Please do mine. That's all
we are a mom and pop podcast.
We are. Yeah. Even though I went to ATC today and they were blowing wind up my asshole.
What were they saying?
They love us. ATC loves us. Okay.
That's good.
And Bill Burr's at the top, obviously. But right underneath, we're in there. We're in that big, the septic tank. Bert Kreischer in that
little Ari
Shaffir's. We're in that vicinity of we should be very proud of ourselves.
Can we just stop sucking your?
I'm not sucking my dick, man.
He's
just
suckling. Not
I want to suckle. I want my baby to suckle my dick.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. Not in a sexual way. Why does everything have to be sexual with you people?
Yeah, just suckling.
Yeah, science.
Suckling, very endearing.
Anyway, The last thing I want to talk about is what do we do after the Game of Thrones?
You mean when everyone dies? How do we grieve?
No. What I'm saying is that because the last 5 or 6 years of my life has been like, it's the new season's coming out. Mm. 6 months from now, I can't wait.
Yeah.
There really is an excitement about it, right? When you, on Sunset, I know exactly what billboards they put on, right? And then they're gigantic, these fucking billboards. Sometimes, a couple of years ago, they had like just little Peter Dinklage's little head and a dragon above it, right? And it was, you drive down Sunset, you're like, oh my God, right?
It's coming back.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
This is the last year. There's nothing left. I can't get excited about, the Kardashians or any of these other TV shows. Right? Or, you know what I mean?
What was the last show you felt like this? Before Game of Thrones, did you have a Game of Thrones?
We used to
I think Handmaid's Tale I like.
Yes.
Okay.
That I'll watch, but it's still not the same excitement. I'll watch them.
It's different. It's not, the Game of Thrones is our entire family gets together Sunday night and we scream for an hour and we clap and we cry and we rejoice and it's a spectacle. It's a big
event
to do.
It's a cultural event.
I love Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's one of my favorite shows ever, but I don't gather around, with my family on Sundays to watch the episodes.
Yeah.
Type things.
God, it's a good show.
Way too much. Do you feel like you watch way too much television? Not television, I mean just shows in general.
Not these days.
Oof. Yeah, I feel like days. I do.
I need to though. I feel like there's always a new show where you have to watch it. I'm just always
right now. I'm all about the PBS shows.
Like what?
So, Victoria. He always has to hear the PBS
song
every night.
Oh my god! Every fuck. Yeah. So basically, what it is this? Okay, is she?
I watch historical
shows. She falls asleep, right, with these shows, and if you try to turn it off, she wakes up. Right, it has to be on. So I'll lay next to her for hours. Right. And it'll be on, what do you call it?
Repeat? Or
what? Not on repeat. Autoplay. So it'll just go right to the next thing. But in between the episodes, you hear, ba 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 ba, right every 45 fucking minutes.
It's a PBS masterpiece song.
Yeah.
It's so nostalgic. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it does.
But,
he
is not wrong. I have to have ambient sound to fall asleep. I can't have utter silence or else I cannot sleep.
What am I like? I like pitch black.
He
Nothingness.
Yeah.
blackout.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need blackout. You need your little sleepy hat and your eye cover things.
Yeah, I need it. So all right, that was a good one. Give me the unhelpful advices.
My name is Earl, and I'm a Korean from the city of Chicago. I've been dating my white girlfriend for about 9 months now. We both have had feelings of insecurity about each other's relationship histories, as is normal for most relationships. I know Bobby and Kalila have been extremely open about their histories to each other and everyone else. I watched the first DVD ASA episode that Bobby and Kalila appeared on together when Kalila described her previous relationship. Bobby looked visibly uncomfortable during the whole thing, and I commend him for being able to being able to hold it together like that.
Thank you.
Can I say something one second before we continue?
This brings back
Do you know how the whole fake laughing thing he just did?
Yeah.
He was...
Fake uncomfortable?
Oh my God, he was doing it so much. He's doing the fake uncomfortable. He was doing this, and I'm like, shut up, because I've told him. He knew that story, all of those stories.
Never heard of it before. So shocked. So
You're
uncomfortable.
You're such a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit for even saying that. Thank you.
I remember finding
Thanks for backing me up for once.
Because... Bryce and I like when Bryce and I were backing you up.
Hold on a second, because this is really good.
Bryce and I were
producing.
This
is gonna really fucking piss me off.
I'm kidding. What are you getting so angry about?
Did you fake your discomfort on that podcast?
No. I mean, yes. I mean,
I don't even know what we're talking
when
about.
You're happy
I
didn't even, and you know it,
clap your hands. When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Very good, Gilbert.
Okay, now
give me the next one.
And now it's
give me the next question.
And now it seems that we have no.
You were really...
I don't know what you're saying, even.
I don't think he even remembers.
I don't remember anything. Go ahead.
Now it seems they have no holds barred when they're talking about that sort of relationship
Thank
stuff.
You.
How do you move past those insecurities and have that level of trust with each other? Does it just come with time? Thank you
it
for the laughs.
It comes with 6 years...
My name is Earl.
...of time. You know, it comes with 6 years of time. It comes with knowing
trust.
Each other in a trust and this and that, okay? This has gone beyond, you know... What I ever dreamed it might be.
Now, I will say that we're two types of people that allow for transparency to be a good part of a relationship. Not all relationships would do well with this type of transparency. I think that some things are better left in the past. I think that some people can't think about the past objectively, but rather see it as a constant threat in their present lives. So if you're that type of person who creates vivid images in your mind and likes to replay that tape over and over again, I don't suggest tapping into her past or her tapping into yours, because it might not be a good thing. Like when I was younger, I was probably much better off not hearing about my partner's past because I couldn't handle it. It wasn't until I got a little bit older and gave less shits every day that I started to be like, you know what? I don't feel threatened by it anymore. But when I was younger, I felt threatened by it. So it's a case by case situation, if that makes any sense. This type of relationship that Bobby and I have might not be the healthy option for another couple.
Yeah.
So you just have to gauge it. What do you think, George?
I would say whoever knows the most about you has the most power over you. So share a lot of things with whoever you want to have the most power over you.
Why would you want to have anyone? Why is it a
thing? No, if you want to be most intimate with somebody,
intimate.
You can't let like a previous girlfriends or anybody know more about you than them. In a sense,
you
have to share more
yeah.
with the new whichever person you want to have the most intimate relationship with.
Yeah, and I think that I'm glad that I dated Bobby, you know, in my 30s because. You know, he's been with beautiful, bright, talented women. Now imagine if I knew all of that information, and he doesn't speak badly about them. He speaks highly of them. And so imagine me knowing that type of information in my early 20s, I think I would have been very insecure. But when I got older, the fact that he did date great women in the past made me feel good about dating him. Because I'm like, look, all these beautiful, intelligent women had these relationships when they loved him. I can see why.
Mm-hmm.
And but I couldn't have done that in my early 20s, and I was really insecure. And does that make any sense?
That makes sense.
But also, does everyone need to know explicitly what the other, like how that person sucked your boyfriend's dick and all that
section?
You don't
detail.
Need to know that.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit much. And I think those, you have to establish what your limits are with that.
Yeah. Yeah, Cindy, She said after I she
Who's
wanted
Cindy?
To see, my girlfriend she wanted to see
He love always it. Does so good. This.
Now I'm starting to believe Kalala with the whole uncomfortable thing. Yeah. He's so good.
Yeah.
It's so real.
I don't know her.
Yeah, she thinks like she was like, "Oh, are
I'm
you?"
Sure she's great.
She was like, "Oh, are you a white nationalist?" Because I went through my whole Facebook of every. She wanted to know every single girl I did anything with. All white girls.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And how did it make her feel? Cindy is such a boss lady. She can give a shit.
If I think about her, one ex-boyfriend more, two ex-boyfriends.
More
one was
than
a, one was a black guy, so I was really curious. And the other one was a famous dancer that I looked up to, and there, I'm like, fuck.
I have to say that there is a. You know, as when you're in your 20s and you think in your head, I have the access and the capability of dating a white girl, which seems at the time, being a smaller Asian man, to be winning. Like it's more, it's like a trophy kind of a vibe, of like when your first white chick, you're like, oh fuck, man, like I'm legit, you know, I'm like I'm killing it,
yeah,
right. But then after your fifth white girl, you're like, I feel more comfortable with somebody that has a little bit of an Asian vibe. Because there is a, when you go to a restaurant or even socially, because I know that Kalila doesn't look Asian, but her mom is really Asian.
Really Filipino.
Feel like Chinky Chink, you know what I mean? From the islands of Ching Ching, right? Gookie gooks.
Okay.
You're right. My point.
Okay, easy.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
Right. My point.
She had another, she had another choking incident today. This time
my point is that it makes me feel comfortable when her mom is in my house, mm-hmm. and there's a relatability.
Familiar.
Like, yeah. I have so much fun with her mom. Like, she laughs at everything I do. I'll sneak up behind her, scare her. Right, I'll make fun of her accent. She'll make fun of my accent. She'll call me faggot and all that stuff, or whatever.
She doesn't know that word.
I know, whatever.
Fatty.
Wow, Bobby, got that.
Wrong. Oh yeah, fatty.
Wrong word.
I mean, faggot. But anyway, I have to eat with my brother because I haven't seen him in a month. Thank you for texting, and then thank. Oh, and we're doing this. What is this?
Lila wanted to remind me of the
read this email from Elizabeth. My help.
You wanted. You said
yes. I wanted to read this email to everybody that we got from Elizabeth.
Who's Elizabeth?
Elizabeth Warren.
Is her name's Elizabeth?
Okay,
that's
go
who
ahead.
Wrote in.
Okay, go
and
ahead.
And the title says, "My husband's addiction." Hey, my name is Elizabeth from Durham, North Carolina. I've been with my husband William Zamudio for 7 years. We just got married last year on April 28th. It will also be our 8-year anniversary. We have a 2-month-old who was born on Valentine's Day. I met William in high school, and he's a very good guy who just messes up sometimes. He's my best friend. A few months ago, he started being on his phone more. He would wake up every morning, 7 to 8 a.m., and stay in the bathroom, quote-unquote, using the bathroom for an hour. He cannot do anything without doing it. He will sit at home and do it all day. He was doing it before I went into labor to have our daughter. He even does it safely while driving. His addiction is Tiger Belly. He watches you guys every day.
Oh, that was a turn.
All day. It doesn't matter what he's doing or if he's seen the episode before. He's completely obsessed. I'm pretty sure he loves Bobby more than me.
Oh.
Our anniversary is coming up, and he would die if he watches a new podcast with you guys reading this. He doesn't know. He is such
What's his
a
name?
He does. Hold on. He is such a good guy. I figured I would give it a try by emailing you guys. Thank you for your time, Elizabeth. Here,
is that the camera?
It's William Zamudio.
All right. His name is William Zamudio?
Yeah.
William Zamudio. William Zamudio. I'm going to speak in tongues. It's only a language for you and I, William. Rip. Don't laugh. It's for William and I. William. There you go.
Wow.
That's from the spirit world. Wow. That's from the old forest.
It sounded like it.
That's from the old forest, and that's from the Netherlands. as well too.
Old Forest in the Netherlands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Netherworld, I meant.
Oh, the Netherworld.
Yeah, not the Netherlands. The Netherworld.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
And if ever speak in tongues like that again, right, and I get connected to the old spirits, and I'm giving somebody a message, and you laugh like that, dude, I will put fucking voodoo on you, my friend.
Whoa.
Black magic.
And that's not from the Netherlands. Right. That's not from the Netherlands.
That's from Louisiana. So here you go, babe.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, William, what's his last name?
Zamudio.
And
Elizabeth.
Yeah. Dude, what is this you're doing with your head?
I was dancing.
Oh, you were? That's not a song, friend.
It's words.
It's words. So there we go.
Dance into words for it.
There we go. Rhythmic. I really have to go. Yeah. So what else do we got?
I think that's it. But also,
do we have ads?
Don't say that.
Yeah, let's do really quickly. Close it out. Thanks again to our sponsors, Postmates, ProFlowers, and Ridge Wallet. To live that
fabulous.
To live that nosotros papaya life from the luxury of your own home today, download the Postmates app and use the promo code BELLY.
Wonderful.
For $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Right now, get a dozen roses. For you too, Kalila. Kalila, do it.
I just fake laughing.
Kalila, do it.
Yeah, there you
go. For $19.99 at proflowers.com, click the microphone and use the code BELLY. Get the last wallet you'll ever buy at ridgewallet.com and the promo code BELLY. And we haven't asked for reviews in a while. So to help us get to the top 20 of the iTunes podcast charts, if you haven't, leave us a review. Just open the Tiger Belly page on the podcast app and scroll to the ratings and reviews. A big papaya. Blessing to all you raiders and
review
viewers.
It.
Make sure you follow us on Tiger Belly on Instagram, The Tiger Belly on Twitter.
I'm the real.
And email us any questions at thetigerbelly@gmail.com. Or if you want to send in an unhelpful advice question, you can do that at our new email, which
new
is
email.
adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. And for every
we'll link to it.
Yeah, we'll put a link in the video and also in the description for the podcast. And all things Bobby Lee, you can go to BobbyLeeLive.com.
Oh,
any
you
shows?
Need to shout out your shows, babe.
Any shows, Bobby?
Bobby
I love
has
it.
Well,
Tempe Improv.
Well, before that, you have he has Cincinnati, Ohio coming up.
Where?
In Cincinnati, Ohio. And Tempe Improv.
In the Netherworld?
In the Netherworld.
And I think that you're going to the Sacramento Punchline soon, too. Go to BobbyLeeLive.com.
No, I'm not. I canceled that one.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry about that, guys. You can follow all
I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Hear it here first.
And Kalila, where can we follow you?
At Calamity K.
And George, where can people, I guess, support you and White Knights?
Can I say it the way he does it?
Yeah.
George_Kimmel.
Ah. Perfect. That was good. And you can follow me at Yang Gang 2020, baby!
Is that real?
No.
Okay.
But yeah,
I was like, well, it's pretty ingenious, actually.
Maybe. Who knows? He's been doing everyone else's podcast. All right, guys. Have a good night.